You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis arrives in Myanmar on Monday, November the 27th, to shine the spotlight on the tiny Catholic Church in the country, which has recently emerged from over half a century of military rule. Catholics comprise just over 1% of the population, with most of them living in the poorest rural parts of the country. Among the top priorities of the Church is to provide education and employment opportunities for young people, millions of whom have been forced to emigrate to China, Thailand, Malaysia, or the Middle East in search of work. In this context, human trafficking remains a major problem, despite the US removing Myanmar from a list of the worst offending countries earlier this year. In its 2017 Trafficking in Persons report, the US commended the government for its efforts to stop recruitment of child soldiers and its first prosecution of government officials under a human trafficking law. Sister Rebecca Kay is coordinator of the newly founded Myanmar branch of Talitha Kum, the international network of religious working to eradicate human trafficking. She talked to Bianca Fracalvieri of Vatican Radio's Brazilian programme about the work of her organisation and about expectations for Pope Francis's visit to the country.
Yeah, this is the first visit and we are very proud of it. Amidst the crisis in Myanmar, Pope chose this country. So we are so happy that Pope loves us. And he gives us time and he visits us. So for us, Catholic Church in Myanmar is very small. Our population, Catholic population, is very small and we are minority there. But people faith very strong because people are poor and always struggling. And Myanmar is a Buddhist country. So most of the tribal people are Catholics and they are very, very, very strong. That's why, like, it's a blessing from God for us because a long time already, like we were disconnected from the church before because of the country situation. But now country situation is getting better and then there is a chance for the Pope to come and visit us. So it's a blessing. All the people are especially Catholics from different dioceses are preparing to go to Yangon because Pope is going to Yangon. So they have to prepare to come to Yangon. They are very excited. And some people will come along from a long, far, far away. So they have to prepare. And Yangon is something that sometimes they never been there. So the Catholic Church, also the bishops and priests, and the religious are preparing and helping people because if we want to go, we have to register because of the security reasons. So the church is preparing.
Love and peace is the motto of his journey. What else Myanmar people needs?
Yes, peace, reconciliation. Because in our country, a long time we have suffered. Especially the tribal people, they suffer a lot because we are a minority. So we need a reconciliation among ourselves. So peace also will bring us reconciliation among ourselves. And Pope visit will unite most of us together. And not only Catholics are waiting for the Pope, also Buddhists and other Christian minorities, they are also, you know, going to welcome Pope.
What are the chances of those in charge will actually listen to and act the appeals of the Pope for peace?
Actually, the ruling government now, they are trying very hard for peace. But it is really still very difficult. But the Pope visit, we hope that whatever Pope will express, I think it will be encouragement for the government to move. And many people also want peace. And among ourselves, if there is some people like Pope, holy person, come and talk, everybody will listen. And it will help people to move together. Mm-hmm. That's why I said no, reconciliation is the key. Mm-hmm. So when Pope comes, the message of Pope will give people, you know, the message of peace, love, and hope for the country.
Let's talk about Talitha Kum. What is the work the Talita Kum team does in Myanmar?
So we started organized ourselves as Talita Kum Myanmar in March, exactly on the 30th of March. So the first was, the plan was to actually give awareness among the religious, because for the religious, many of us, we don't know this. We know the problem, but we don't know how to handle and why it is happening and what are the message that we need to give to the people. So the first action we want to do is to give awareness among ourselves, you know, to know this problem and to help people, how to help people in this situation. So that is the awareness raising, that first thing we want to do. And then slowly we will work together as Talita Kum group, going to place and see the possibility, any possibility that we can work together. So right now our action, actually, you know, this Talita Kum came to be because of the SEAMS meeting, Southeast Asian Major Religious Superior Meeting, and in the action plan that Myanmar, because in Myanmar there are many migrants and many people who are trafficked. So what are the religious there doing? So that was the question. So then that is the action that we did. So we formed a group first, and then in coming November, we are going to join for the first time the regional meeting, Southeast Asia Talita Kum group. So we will, after joining that group, we will be meeting again as Myanmar group. Then we will have an action plan and we will do it how we will continue in the next year, 2018.
Who are the victims of the trafficking in Myanmar?
In Myanmar, men, women, children, all are victims. I hear a lot of men being trafficked in the fishing industry, on the boat, fishing boats, and women mostly in the sex industries, and children, child labor, beggars. So in Myanmar, anybody can be trafficked because of the poverty and also the country situation, the political instability. Because in many places now, the civil war is going on. So people moving from their villages and going crossing the border, and it's like a force to migrate. So they are vulnerable. So on the way, they are being trafficked. So in Myanmar, people are vulnerable.